situation requires strong countermeasures, in particular decision on the restriction of presence in the border area had to be taken, beginning with the state of emergency, continued with the temporary ban on staying in a specific area in the adjacent to the external border. Such prohibition was followed by creating the buffer sphere, which from 13th of June 2024 was created in length of 60 kilometers at the border, at the external border of in Podlaski region of territory of Poland. Access to the area for in media representative as well as non-governmental organization was provided. So far the border guard has issued 158 consent to stay in the buffer zone, including 97 consent issued to media representative, and 23 consents, such passes were issued to representative of an international non-governmental organization. Nine passes were issued also to the regional director of the state forest. So according to the provision of the law, journalists as well as non-governmental institution has the possibility to get the access to the buffer zone just after applying for such access to the border guard posts. And in such application, the person is indicating the territory and the time of presence in the zone. The only thing is that the permission to stay in the buffer zone this permission excludes to enter the line, the 50 meters from the line of the borderline of external border of the territory of Poland. Thank you.
Thank you. And now the questions will be answered by the representative of Ministry of Justice.
Thank you very much. When it comes about the question regarding forced labor, I would like to highlight that on 14 July, the revised EU anti-trafficking directive enters into force with stronger rules to fight trafficking in human beings. Right now,